Murder by Committee by Veronica Healy. Side 2. I'm all right, really, said Felicity, trying to fit the lid onto the food mixer the wrong way. It's just poor Rex dying that way. It was horrible. Then having him cut up to see why he died. Then having to bury him. I'm still shaking.
I don't think I could bury a dog, said Ellie with ready sympathy. How brave of you.
Well, Marco wouldn't do it, said Felicity, adding a smear of flour to her cheekbone as she disposed of a tear. So I had to. Rex was so heavy. I wouldn't have thought such a little dog could be so heavy.
I know, said Ellie, who didn't know, but had the horrors at the thought of having to bury her beloved cat, Midge, who was quite a weight in real life.
Ellie didn't like to think about having to bury Midge if he died.
Do tell me about it.
She took the mixer off the girl, slotted the lid in the correct way, switched it on, watched the mix with care, added a drop more water, and switched it off. Felicity sniffled, pulling a tissue from a box on the counter. Supper should have been on 10 minutes ago. It's the only thing I had to do all afternoon apart from getting the graffiti off the garage doors, and now it's going to be late.
Ellie saw there were potatoes peeled and in water on the stove already, with a steamer for some broccoli beside it. She threw some flour on the work surface, scooped the ball of pastry out of the mixer, and floured that too.
You put the veg on and I'll do the pastry, right? Can you cope with cooking vegetables in the microwave? I'm hopeless. Get the timing all wrong. Hand me the rolling pin, will you?
Felicity perked up, handing over the rolling pin. Potatoes, yes, but I haven't tried greens yet. I was all right with the old microwave, which was pretty straightforward, but this one's got so many controls I can't cope. I'm not very clever with machines, you see.
That makes two of us, said Ellie. But I think you're very clever to keep a big house like this looking immaculate. Do you have any help?
2 mornings a week, but he likes to have the house quiet when he's at home. I can't even run the washing machine then. It is a bit of a problem. He's got a housekeeper at the manor in the country, of course, so he doesn't need me there much. And there's a cleaning firm does for the flat in the Barbican.
Felicity was definitely calming down, her hands beginning to move competently across the work surface, testing, tasting, adding salt, laying a large tray with a cloth and utensils for one.
Only for one? Ellie used the tines of the fork to press a pattern all round the edge of the pastry, and, unasked, Felicity handed Ellie a bottle of milk and a pastry brush to add a glaze.
You've done that so prettily, said Felicity. I've never seen a pie finished off that way before.
Ah, well, I'm old enough to be your mother, my dear.
What had you said wrong?
Felicity went bright red, dropped the oven glove she was holding and dived after them. Ellie exchanged a glance with Kate, who mimed bewilderment.